If you have your Bibles, please get them out. We're going to be continuing our study in the Gospel of Mark, And today we're going to be looking at Jesus has authority, even over unclean spirits. You know, the people of the day that when Jesus began his ministry, they were, oh my goodness, here's someone that has authority. And then even in that first meeting he was at, he commanded the unclean spirits to be silent. He had that much authority. And we're going to be looking at authority today. But before we do that, here's the reason why Buchanan Alliance Church exists, at least one of the primary reasons. We want to walk in intimacy with God. Intimacy with God is the abundant life. If you haven't learned that yet, you've missed the purpose for life. Intimacy with God is the abundant life that Jesus talked about. And then we just want to simply invite others to do the same, other people to get to know God and walk in intimacy with him as well. And now we're going to continue in Mark. And by the way, if you see that font underlined and in blue, that means if you want to take sermon notes, and there are sermon notes in your worship folder, if you open them up, you'll find sermon notes. You actually find a couple things in there, the sermon notes, and you'll find, what color is that? Is that like salmon? Salmon, salmon, something like that. This is the order of events that are going to be happening this fall to take care of the business of our congregation. Okay, but if you want to take sermon notes, they're in there. And every time there's a blank, you're going to be seeing something just like that. So if you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to Mark chapter 1. We're going to be looking at verses 21 through 27. Mark chapter 1, 21 through 27. If you don't have a Bible, that's okay, because I've included the words right here. Jesus went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, you know, I've run into many people at times that say, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to go to church. Guess who went to church? Jesus did. If Jesus did, do you think we need to? Jesus went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out. You know, there's many people that say there's no such thing as unclean spirits or evil spirits. That is a lie from the pit. That is a lie from the pit. There are unclean spirits. In the Old Testament, it teaches that one third of the angels rebelled against God with Satan. They joined with Satan and rebelled against God. And those are the unclean spirits that are here today. Those one third, we don't know how many, we just know one third. Jesus said that God could have called legions of angels. You know, there might be hundreds, thousands, thousands. We don't know. One third of all the angels fell. And they must submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. They must, because he's God Almighty. You know, I like watching. In fact, someone once here took me to watch Star Wars. This is not in your notes. This is a freebie. And I enjoyed it. I like Star Wars. But Star Wars is a crock. Thank you. That's not in the notes either. Star Wars is based on a false teaching. It's dualism, that there's good and evil in the world, and that humanity has a part in who wins. That's a lie from the pit. I like Star Wars. I have nothing against Star Wars other than the primary thought behind all of it is a lie. It's a lie. I like Luke. I like the action. I like Yoda. I like all that. Okay, I like it. I like it. I like it. It was cool. It was a neat movie. But it's all based on a lie. So go watch it and tell your kids why it's based upon a lie. It's dualism, good and evil, and man determines the outcome. That's baloney. That's baloney. That's baloney. God has no equal. God is God of the universe. Satan's going to raise up against him, and all Jesus is going to say is, you're whooped, or something to that end. I don't know what he's going to say. In the book of Revelation, it says, out of his mouth, he's going to slay the enemy just with the word. He's going to slay all evil. God has no equal. That's not in your sermon notes. It's a freebie, okay? So when this evil spirit cries out in this service that Jesus is in, he's in a worship service just like we are here, and an evil spirit cries out, And here's what the evil spirit says. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? Because Jesus can destroy them at any time. At any time. But it wasn't their time yet. I know you are the Holy One of God. The demons know it. The demons know it. James tells us the demons know it. See, it's not enough to just know about God. They know about God. They know about God. It's not enough to know about God. Lots of people know all about God, but they don't have an intimate relationship with God. The demons know about God. Are they going to be born again? No, they're going to be cast into the eternal lake of fire for all time and for all torment. That's another lie that's going around today. There's no such thing as H-E double hockey sticks or hell. H-E double hockey sticks. We were allowed to say hell growing up, okay? Are we allowed to say it here? If not, oh well. Talk to the principal. He'll straighten me out, okay? Talk to the principal. So what do you have to do with us, Jesus? Just as in another situation, when the demoniac, remember he came out of the caves, no one would go near him. He was breaking chains. He has all the supernatural strength. Do demons have a lot of strength and a lot of power? Yes, but they have nothing compared to Jesus. Nothing compared to Jesus. And so Jesus says, shut up. That's modern day translation. Jeff's reverse revised. Jesus said, be quiet. Jesus said sternly, come out of him. And the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Jesus has authority. The people were also amazed and asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. It wasn't that just Jesus said it. They saw it happen. They saw it happen. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him. News about Jesus spread quickly all over all the region of Galilee. So the first thing is Jesus taught as one who had authority. Jesus has authority. Jesus has authority. He's God. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God. Jesus just had to speak and they had to obey. Now, how does someone have such authority? Because remember, the seven sons of Sceva, this is free too. In Acts, there were these Jews that decided, well, we're going to cast out demons too. And the seven sons of Sceva, he was a leader in the Jewish, and so they started casting out demons in Jesus' name. Do you remember this story? Like that, how's that working for you, dude? And so the demon said, we know Jesus, we know Paul, but who are you? And the demons beat them up. And they went screaming, running out. Because they knew about God, but they didn't know God. They were trying to use authority that they didn't have. They were trying to just use the name of Jesus. There's no magic in the name Jesus. Jesus is a person to know. Jesus is a person that can live and abide in us. It's not knowing about him. So how does someone have such authority? Scripture teaches that one must be under authority to have authority. I love this. Isn't that cool? You press a button and it comes up. Okay, here's how this works. If I am underneath of this umbrella, am I going to stay dry? You know, every once in a while, I've been in different leadership positions, and every once in a while, I would go out on the limb for someone. What does it mean to go out on the limb for someone? I am out from underneath of authority. Or another expression, I grew up on the Chesapeake Bay. Someone would say, you on thin ice, boy. Anyone ever hear that one? You on thin ice, which means you're about to break through and you're going to be in deep weeds. You see, in order to have authority, you must be under authority. And you might think, how do I know that? Well, there's a perfect biblical example. See, one of the questions that we used to ask candidates who wanted to be licensed with the CNMA was, tell us about constituted authority. And there was this stupid answer that so many of them said. Well, it's authority that comes from the Constitution. What is constituted authority? Authority that comes from the Constitution. In one sense, that's right. That's like in Sunday school and someone asked the question and you just said, Jesus! Some of you have been in Sunday school class and tried it. I can tell. So here's the centurion. This is Luke 7, 8. And by the way, the message is going to be a little bit shorter today because I'm not letting you out. We're going right into a congregational meeting. If you got fish in a barrel, you keep them there. You know what I'm saying? Just FYI. And hopefully we're not going to be too much more than normal. So the centurion. And here's what the centurion, remember the centurion, this is a story about, this is a high official in the military, and he has a sick servant, a beloved servant that becomes sick, and he sends people to go talk to Jesus and ask, Jesus, will you heal my servant? And then he finally comes out to meet Jesus, and here's what the centurion says, I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, I tell this one, go, and he goes, and to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. Because the centurion is under authority, he has authority. That's what constituted authority is all about. It's not just constitution, not because the constitution says I have authority. It's not going way out on the limits. When I stand underneath, when I am underneath the authority, then I have authority. When I am standing on the word of God, then I have authority. If you ask anything in my name, it will happen. What does that mean? I want a Cadillac. Would you please join me? I want an Escalade. I want a nice brand new pickup truck with a diesel engine in it. Am I going to get that? Come on, just have enough faith. Now, am I underneath the authority? Am I even asking in Jesus' name? That's not what it means. When we ask in Jesus' name, it means that we're in agreement with His word, the intent of His scripture, and then we ask and pray and believe, and it will happen. That's what He's promised, because I'm asking His will to be done. Not my will, His will. And I don't care how many people you get fasting and praying, you can't manipulate God. Very personal story, and I've told this to you one more time. I apologize if you're sick of it. If you are, life is tough. Suck it up. It's a very painful story to me. You know, my wife passed away almost 2 years ago now. 14 years before that, the morning before her first surgery. In my devotions, Ezekiel. And the passage was this. I don't remember what chapter, but it said, Ezekiel, I'm going to remove the delight of your eyes, your wife. She's going to die. And when she does, you can't cry. You can't mourn. I was sure that God was going to take Lynette home that night. I slept on the floor of the hospital that night. But God was just warning me. He gave me 14 more years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 14 more years. But He told me, He let me know. And I had people just praying faithful and it'll be healed and she'll be healed. You know what God already told me? I didn't know exactly when. Would I love her here now? Would my heart like her here now? Yes. I am desperately lonely for Lynette, my soulmate. But in my head, do I want her to be here right now? No, I want her to be right where she is. She's worshiping the Lord. She's with the 24 elders in the great heavenly host. And right now she's declaring, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. She's in heaven. No more pain, no more sorrow. She doesn't have to put up with me anymore. Man, she has reason to rejoice. So I don't care how many people. Whoops, sorry, Doug. Almost hit you there. I think I broke it. It broke. Oh well, cheap stuff nowadays. I could pray all I want. Lord, heal Lynette. Actually, He did. He took her home. But when we pray in His name, in His authority, it means I'm in alignment with Jesus' teaching. In fact, I had a professor. The thing is broken. Oh well. One and done. That's what makes America great, right? I'm going to stop there. Constituted authority, when we are under authority, when we're under the word of God, when we've heard from God and step in faith, staying under that umbrella of authority, then we can pray with authority. But if we're just asking for our will to be done instead of His will to be done, you're out on a limb. You're on thin ice. So let's keep under the authority of God. And how do we get that? 1 John, and here's Jesus, another example from Scripture. This is Jesus speaking. That is bold, underlined, red, everything I could do to make it stand out. I tell you the truth, the Son, Jesus is saying, the Son of God can do nothing by Himself. He can do only what He sees the Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Jesus Himself never went out. He always stayed underneath of the umbrella of authority. That's why He had so much authority. In the Garden of Eden, He knew He was about to be crucified. And what did He pray? Not my will, but Thy will be done. Because He knew that He was in the hands of the Father. He knew that He was safe in the hands of the Father. That even death did not cause Him to have fear. Because He knew that Jesus knew that He was the resurrection. And it's the same for us. It's the same for Lynette. Yes, she walked through, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because Thou art with me. That morning in the hospital, Jesus met Lynette and walked her through the valley of the shadow of death. She had no fear. We should have no fear. Now, do not go out and buy a Harley or something crazy unless you're buying it for me, okay? I'm teasing. I love the bike I've got. I don't need another bike, okay? So Jesus Himself said the Son can't do anything by Himself. Jesus lived in direct alignment with the Father. And so He had authority. Now, as God, He could have done everything He wanted, but Jesus was fully God, fully man, as a man. Jesus stayed underneath of that umbrella, the authority of Jesus, so that's why He had authority. You know who told Him to cast out that demon? The Father did. And He did it through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's why we're told to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be being filled with the Holy Spirit. So that the Lord can do the same thing in us and through us that He did through Jesus. Jesus Himself said even greater things than these you're going to do. Because I go to the Father. No amens? Amen. Thank you. My prop here. Matthew 28, this authority. Here's another thing. Jesus talking. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. In essence, Jesus saying, I have all authority. I'm giving it to you. Where does our authority come from? Directly from Jesus. We need to stand in Jesus. We need to live in Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit in us, flowing through us. And then the world's going to see something. They're going to see Christ in us, the hope of glory. And they're going to want it. Luke 10, I'm just giving you, and here's just a cool thing. So Jesus sent out these 72, and He said, go and heal and cast out demons and all this stuff. Here's their coming back. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in Your name. Jesus replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Please don't bring any to church. That's not what this is talking about. This is when we're out delivering His message, nothing is going to harm us. And even if it does, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That's what my spiritual dad kept telling me. Whenever there'd be something really bad going on, he'd say, and what's the worst thing? And what's worse? He'd back me right into the corner of, well, I'm going to die. And he's like, and? That's going to be your best day, dude. I have given you authority to trample on angels and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. It's been given to us. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And then it says, at that time, full of joy through the Holy Spirit. This is the only time in all the New Testament that it's recorded that Jesus was full of joy. That's significant. So here's the warning. Jesus warns us to not love authority. It's dangerous. What's that old saying? Authority corrupts and absolute authority absolutely corrupts. He said, he warns them, don't love the authority, but here's two truths. First, not only did Jesus give us all authority, Jesus has given us all authority. That's a truth we can stand on. Second truth, it brings Jesus great joy when we live in and exercise his authority. Paul tells Timothy, please your commanding officer. I want to please Jesus. Anyone else here want to? Please raise your hand. Tell me I'm not alone. Well, here's how you do it. You stay underneath him, filled with the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit flow through you. It'll bring Jesus great joy. So first this week, and I've been saying this since I got here, let's rejoice that we are his beloved. You are the beloved. You are the. If you prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, if you've repented of your sin and asked him to come into your life, you are the beloved. Satan does not want you to know that. He does not want you to know that. He does not want you to know that. He wants to fill you with shame and all kinds of stuff. He does not want you to know that you're a prince or a princess of the King. He does not want you to know that you can whoop his butt anytime. He didn't want you to know that. And second, let's choose to be an instrument in our Lord's hand so that he can use us to make Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That's what Jesus said. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven and put a smile on Jesus' face. I'm up for that. Because you know what follows a smile is, attaboy, or attagirl. I loved it when my dad said, attaboy. That didn't happen a whole lot, okay? So they were special. But one day, we're going to hear, if we've been faithful, if we've filled with the Holy Spirit, and let him flow through us, not only in us, but flow through us, we're going to hear, well done. We're going to hear, well done. Now, that shouldn't be my motive for doing it. My motive should be love. But I do want to hear well done. I do want to hear an attaboy. And one of the ways is to recognize that he has given authority and I am allowing him and his authority to be in me and flow through me. And Satan will fall like lightning from heaven, putting a smile on Jesus' face. So here, we're early, okay? Relax. So table talk questions. If you have no idea what table talk is, at lunch, and you will get to lunch today. You will get to lunch today. Other than Jesus, who comes to mind when you think of someone that has authority? Other than Jesus, other than the Sunday school answer, when you think about someone with authority, who comes to your mind and why? In your own words, what does it mean to be under authority? These are questions, so take your piece of paper with you home or into the restaurant and just whoever's around your table, ask the question. And if you're reading the question, you be the first to answer and be vulnerable. Next one. Why do you think Jesus warned the disciples about liking or loving authority? See, it's real easy to fall in love with authority. It's real easy to fall in love with the blessings of God. It's real easy to fall in love with the worship. It's real easy to fall in love with what's going on with our kids back there. But the real reason why we are here is to encounter the living God. Thank you. Remember to pay you later, dude. That's three times he's perfectly chimed in. So, this week, are we going to put a smile on Jesus' face? Or is it going to be business as usual? We have been given authority. Not to exercise it on our own, not to stand out here and go off and be wild and crazy, but to listen to the Lord and to hear His voice and to allow Him to have complete control in us and flow through us. I'm telling you, the world will change. The world will change. The world is looking for people who really believe. They want you to believe. They want you to succeed. I promise. Now, we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to exercise our authority as an Alliance Church and have an annual meeting. Okay? You will get to lunch, I promise. But let's pray. Dear Dad in heaven, thank you. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you role model being under authority and exercising that authority. I pray that you would continue to teach us how to stay underneath of your authority, to allow you to fill us and then flow through us, to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. May we be being filled with the Holy Spirit, that He indwells us and then flows through us and touches a lost and dying world. And people come to a saving knowledge of you, Lord Jesus. May other people look at our lives, look at our marriages, look at our families and say, wow, there's something different. May they see you in us and be drawn to you. Bless our table talk. I thank you for your very presence. We've been worshiping you from the very beginning, and we continue to worship you because this is your bride. This is your bride, and even in this brief congregational meeting, it's an expression of worship to you because we're exercising your authority even in this. And so may you alone be glorified. Continue to draw us and lead us. Continue to cause your will to take place. May your kingdom continue to come. As we worship you through gathering together as your bride here, Buchanan Alliance Church. Dear Dad in heaven, may all of this be a pleasing aroma unto you. And the things I don't know even how to ask or what to ask, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are interceding with groanings that cannot be uttered. And so in your name, in your authority, we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.